Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
Made Up Mine, it's the Tedeschi Trucks Band, the title track to the brand new release. Well, it's yet to be released, though. It's coming out on August 20th. Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks, welcome back to WCBE.
Good to be back.
It's so good to see you. We're so grateful that you're taking the time to play for us today and to chat with us about the new album and what else has been going on since the last time you were here, almost a year and a half ago when you were in town. And well, let's talk about that first song and the title track, the new album. I know that one kind of worked with an old pal, Oliver Wood.
Yeah,
is that right?
We love Oliver, the Wood Brothers. We actually saw them the first night of this tour. They came out to the show in Nashville, so it's good to see them. So we started the show with that, of course.
Here's one for you, Oliver.
That's right. No, it's a great tune, a lot of fun to play. And really, the whole record was pretty amazing. I mean, we had, you know, it's the band. We had a few different bass players come in and play on this record. Pino Palladino played on about half of it and just a total monster. So that was a great way to kick off the record.
Yeah.
And then a friend of ours, Bagidi Kumala, who played with Paul Simon forever on all that Graceland stuff. He was on the road with us for a bit. He's on a few tracks. And then Dave Monzi and George Reeve, friends of our drummer, JJ, both just great sounding players, great ears. So it's been a lot of fun. Making the record was great. The last few tours have been great. And we have another friend of ours, Eric Krasno, coming out for the rest of this tour, who's kind of known as a guitar player, but he's been doubling on bass, and he wrote three or four of the songs on the record with us. So
yeah, he wrote
he's kind of an honorary member at this point anyways.
Yep, It's So Heavy, Calling Out to You, which we're going to do today.
And all recorded in your own studio down in Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, we recorded it all there, wrote it all there, actually mixed it there. So the first time we've done it top to bottom. Finally got an old tape machine, an old Studer in there, and mixed down to tape. And
cool.
So we're going backwards into the future. Just because it's better. It sounds so much better. It's like the more time and energy we put into the studio, you know, the more we get out of it. But it's been pretty amazing. Like when you go back to working with an old tape machine and vintage gear, it takes a lot of care to keep it up and running. Every day you have to bias the machines and just make sure it's all firing. But when you A-B it to what it would sound like if you're just running to Pro Tools or whatever, it's night and day.
Whole different.
It's really a feeling more than anything. You listen to a track that it's mixed great, it sounds great, and then you put on the analog version, because we always A-B it. We try not to be just romantic about it. It's not just a notion. You want to make sure it actually sounds and feels better. But when you put on the tape mix, it's you're more relaxed and you want to turn it up louder and just the whole thing feels better.
So we're
trying to relead that charge. I mean, there's some people doing it now, but it's pretty much a lost art, you know.
Yeah. And a lot of time going.
A lot
into
of time. I mean, I guess I understand it, but I think if this is what you do for a living, you're supposed to put time in it. I think that's the point. Everybody wants it cheap and easy, and it somehow works out for them, but I'm not interested in that.
Well, I love the new album, and it's the follow-up to the Grammy-winning album, Revelator, right? Yeah.
Yep.
And then the latest was the two CD set live, Everybody's Talking, and this new one's coming out on August 20th, Made Up Mine, and talking about the 11 piece and the other friends and collaborators with you. How many people were in the studio, up to how many at one point? Were there a bunch all at once?
I think musicians, we probably maxed out at about 12.
Okay.
You know, it would be the full band, and I think Doyle Bramhall was down for the tracks we cut with him, songs we wrote with him. So it was usually just full band. And John Leventhal was down.
I cooked dinner one night for 32 people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, band,
usually,
crew, and family. There's
yeah,
a,
band,
there's a
crew,
lot of bodies
and family.
Around the studio.
There's usually about 20 to 30 a day.
Yeah. Susan, when we're home, you know, having the studio there, she can go into full domestic mode, too, and sometimes I have to remind her. I was like, you can't do dinner tonight for everybody because we actually need you to sing. We need you out there. So.
Yeah, and who's paying for the groceries?
That's right.
It's Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks joining us live from Studio A. We're so thrilled that they came back to play for us, and we're excited to see them tonight over at the show. We'll chat more after they perform live for us here. And what's this? Tell us a little bit about this one that you're going to do for us today.
You know, this is a song that Eric Krasno started writing when we first formed the band. He was down early on, maybe 3 years ago, and it was we were playing around with acoustic guitars upstairs, and he came up with this riff, and it just kind of set for a few years. And then he has a few good friends that he writes lyrics with, and when he showed back up this time, it was just being finished. So me and Susan sat in the studio. We were kind of demoing things, but we played this just acoustic guitar and Susan's voice, and it was pretty immediate. So we ended up, you know, when the record was being recorded, we went back and listened to the demo. It's all in the same room, same mics, but we realized that we kind of the spirit was kind of captured the first time. So that was the one track on the record that we used the very first take of it. So we never went back and recut it. It was sometimes you're not going to beat the first attempt.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure.
So this was one of those, but it's a beautiful tune. It's called Calling Out to You.
And it's Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks live from Studio A. Amazing. Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks live from Studio A today. And the new CD, Made Up Mind, which you'll find that track on, comes out on August 20th. Well, tell us about the artwork. Some cool artwork going on there. And there's a limited edition vinyl. Who did the artwork? And tell us about the cover.
We have a good friend in New York, Josh Chews, who I guess since I've been with Columbia since 99 or Sony, he's been the guy that we've done most of the photography with, all of the artwork. And he, you know, he just knows the band and the story, and he's been around so much that it's it's kind of unspoken usually. We kind of know what we're going for before we get there. And he brought a series of images to the house when we were making the record. And a friend of his had done that painting. And it was a bigger image, but the center of it, the buffalo on the train tracks, head-on collision, it was pretty immediate when we saw it. And we were actually, I think we were doing horn parts. We were cutting the horns in the studio, and me and him were in the control room just kind of finagling the font and the image. And it's the first time we've ever had album artwork done before the record was done. It's usually the very last thing, like that's album true. Title is last, the music is done. But this one, it all came together quickly, and he did an amazing job. The photography and
the photography
and the album.
By Mark Seliger.
Yeah,
as
it was
well.
pretty amazing. I think it's the first time that the songwriting, the recording, the performances, and the images all feel like they're fully in lockstep. So that's a nice feeling. Usually something is just last minute. It never lines up the way this one did. So there's something that feels really strong about the whole feel of the record coming out of the gate together,
reading each other's minds for made up mind.
That's right. It also finally happened. It only took us like 20 records.
There's some little fun things in the artwork too. Our drummer Tyler, who we call Falcon, he made a nice collage of the band, and we all send him a bunch of pictures of us making the record and whatnot. Nice. And on the road, and it's really fun. You have all the families and everything in it too, and it just gives you an idea of what really happens at the studio.
It's a village down there. When we're making records, it's full on, and there's a lot of people contributing in a lot of different ways. So, it was nice when he started doing the collage of the band and extended family. You realize how many people are involved when you see their faces.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. So, that guy.
Yeah. it's pretty amazing.
Well, I can't wait to see the full artwork. We were thankful to get the advance so we could listen and play it for our audience. And can't wait to see what you're talking about there. And I'm sure other people feel the same way. And it comes out on August 20th. Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks really
for
appreciate
us.
It. And we're going to hear another one from the studio album. Tell us about Idle Wind.
This is a song we wrote with Gary Loris.
Nice.
From the Jayhawks.
Yeah, super talented guy. He's one of my favorite guys to write with because he always shows up with nothing. And then
has
all three of us have nothing.
Ideas.
And then you sit down and 20 minutes later you were well on your way. He's just such a creative guy.
Yeah, he's fun. He really is a sweetheart.
And usually we write differently. It's usually just acoustic guitars. And usually when you first start writing it, you're not really sure how it's going to fit with the band, and so you have to be really creative. And in putting this track together, it was kind of ground up. We had I tracked it on acoustic guitar, and the drummers were all playing percussion. Bagidi, who was playing bass on the track, was also playing. He plays pretty much anything he picks up. But it was a really amazing track to build, and we found a great vehicle to turn Kofi loose. He's an amazing keyboard player, but flute is really his first instrument. And he's just a total monster. He hears so many directions that way. So we got to really turn him loose. And then the other thing that is interesting about the recording of this is I found Dwayne Allman's 50-watt Marshall that he played on the Fillmore East. It was his main amp. And this is the first time I ever plugged it in and used it on record, because it's, the transformer and the old tubes, like, that's really the spirit of an amp. And once that goes, so I don't turn it on very often, but with this, it just felt like the right sound and the right track. So that's the outro solo is that sound, and
it's amazing.
It's pretty immediate sound.
I have to admit, it's a gorgeous solo on the end. It's really one of my favorite solos on the record, and it really actually encompasses that Allman Brothers feel. Like, it does sound like the spirit of Dwayne Allman might be visiting Derek.
And Sue cut with that amp on the record too, on a different tune called Whiskey Legs. The other one we wrote with Gary Loris. So.
Oh yeah,
I love that song too.
Yeah, that's fun.
I love them all. Now I can't pick.
It's a fun record. It's hard to pick.
Yeah, well,
people
thank
are like,
you.
"What's your favorite song?" I'm like, "All of them." I don't know.
and the horns, they came up with some really beautiful stuff on the outro too.
Maurice and Kebby and Saunders.
Those guys really stepped it up. I feel like for the first time we made a record where everybody came to it with egos fully in check, and it was just like, what can you do to make the song or record better? No one was adding parts just so they could be on a certain tune. If they felt like they couldn't add They just said so. So that it was. I feel like the band is all on the same page for the first. It takes a while. The 11 people coming from 11 different places. You know, for everyone to buy in fully, it takes some living together
and patience
and trust. So I feel like we finally hit that with this
record.
We've
matured a lot in the last year. This band is, you know, as a unit, we really got very close.
Yeah, that's all you have to do is pack 20 people into a bus for 2 years and you figure some things out.
11 people per bus.
It's not recommended for everybody, but if you can do it.
22 people.
Getting the inside scoop here with Susan and Derek. Thank you again.